She can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 3rd, 2022, episode 18.
Hello, my queen.
Hey, baby.
Oh, baby.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Good.
It's good to be back in the studio with you.
And oh my gosh, so much has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Let us cheers. Last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Santé. Let's see. I'm excited about this one. Mm. Oh, this has...
Whoa.
What is that?
That's a Bordeaux.
That's what that is.
Yes, you want to tell what it is and then I will...
Say. Yes, this is a very nice bottle. It looks great. As you know, all we do here is smash the grapes in your face.
Yes.
And talk about other stuff.
Yes.
Chateau Bellevue. It's from the Bordeaux region, from Côte de Bordeaux, Castillon. And this is the Vignoble Lidoir.
Nice.
2016 Elsève en Fabo de Chêne, I think it is.
Got that, people?
Now, I know this bottle because I had this in my hands because two No Agenda shows ago, you gave this to me and I asked John about it and he said it was a good wine.
Yes, and actually it is a gift from... my friend, I can call her my friend, Christina Henry. And Christina is a No Agenda listener. And then she started listening to Curry and the Keeper.
Oh.
And she and I, we text back and forth and we're trying to connect. She's a Southwest Airlines flight attendant.
I was going to say, she's got to have some angle, some hook while you're now friends with her. What can we get from her? Can we get upgrades? Wait, there's no upgrade on Southwest.
Can we get free drink coupons?
Yeah, right.
So we've been trying to connect.
Early bird. Give me early bird access.
Yes, we've been trying to connect. With all of my flying that I've been doing this summer, we haven't made it happen yet. But I'll tell you, she's definitely somebody that I would totally hang out with. And she lives in Indiana, where I grew up.
So really? Yeah. Is she from there as well, or she just lives there?
I don't remember if she's from there, but she does live
there. These Midwest girls, man, you're all the best.
I know. Well, so she sent us a letter, so I'd like to read it.
Okay.
Adam and Tina, here is the wine I meant to hand off to Tina at the airport in Maine. We were trying to connect when I went to see Ellen, and it just didn't work out. As I told you, Tina, I chickened out thinking it would be some kind of TSA violation. You can use this for the podcast or not. I'm not sure how it will taste after the summer traveling this bottle has done. It is the year JCD, which is John C. Dvorak, recommends, of which I now have probably over 50 bottles. Thanks, Buzzkill.
What? She has 50 bottles of this?
50 bottles of the year 2016. That's how I took it.
She has 50 bottles of the year 2016.
That's how I take it. Yeah.
What is she like? Is she a collector? Was it available at Costco?
Send me a picture, Christina. I want to see these bottles.
Does she have a wine cellar? This is interesting.
Yeah. Then she goes on. She also included a sticker. I won't mention that. But she said, by the way, if I ever make it to your house for pool time with Tina, we'll be drinking rosé. Adam will have to walk me through the Bitcoin donation thing like I'm a 5-year-old. I swear I've tried and cannot figure it out. Maybe you both can meet me on a San Antonio overnight for dinner or breakfast tacos. I don't know why. It doesn't feel weird sending money to No Agenda, but it feels weird sending you two cash. Tina is too much in the friend zone, I guess. Take care and keep those corks soaking.
Okay, well, this is a very bad development. You can't become friends because then they don't want to donate.
Oh, we'll take wine, Christina. I'm good with that. So, yeah, isn't that nice?
That is nice.
She cracks me up, too. I was texting with her on my last flight, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
She just makes me laugh.
Well, you know, it's nice to have... fans become friends, but you know, be careful. You know, before you know it, they're all like Brian, texting you all day long. It's like I barely get to talk to you anymore. You know, you're like texting, and you put the phone down. Boom, there's another one. It was my sister. Put the phone down. But what's cool is that you will put your phone down so you don't see the notification. But any lull in a storyline.
I have a bad habit of picking up my phone. I know you do the same thing too, but I know you're always working.
Yeah, but I don't text that much with people.
Yeah,
I don't have any.
Oh my gosh,
fan friends.
Yeah, and then yeah. So between Christina now and I text with Amika, mm-hmm. Anamika. Mm-hmm. And then I text, of course, with Brian. Brian's like one of my girlfriends now. Oh, I mean,
I'm sure he's happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the wine, Christina. Thank you very much. It's sad that this is coming to an end. The Hard 75 is going to ruin the show.
Oh, yes.
We will no longer be drinking wine for the foreseeable future.
Wait a second.
Which is the whole point of this show, is to drink and then get y'all loose and have fun things to say. But no, you're going to go eat clean.
Are you making fun of me, sir?
No, I'm talking about how your health regimen is going to ruin the show.
Well, I informed Adam today that beginning on September 4th, I am starting to do the 75 hard challenge, which is 75 days.
I got 75 hard for you. Yeah. Sorry.
Womp womp.
Sorry.
Why do guys do that? What's up with that?
I can't answer that. Why do guys do that? Because that's how we're wired, I guess. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, back to my 75 hard challenge. Yes, it's 75 days of no alcohol, clean eating, 2 workouts a day. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book every day, and you have to drink a gallon of water. And I'm doing it as a challenge. Of course, I'd like to drop a few lbs, but I'm doing it since I entered the 6th decade of my life. I want to see how far I can take this.
Oh, I mean, you look amazing, first of all. You don't need to do any of this, but I understand the challenge. I have some questions.
Yes.
When you say you have to eat clean, what exactly does that mean? Because I eat with you.
Yes.
So does that mean we're not going to any restaurants for three months?
No, it's 75 days. It's 2.5 months.
Two and a half months, 3 months, same thing.
Excuse me.
So we can go to restaurants.
Yeah, we can go to restaurants. I just won't eat any alcohol. No sugar, no French fries. No.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, how I eat pretty much now.
So we can still have steaks and shit?
Yeah,
of course. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah. But Adam's all bummed because he's like, you're not going to be able to drink? What about the show?
Yeah, I think you should make an exception for the show. Just a sip. Just so you can have a sip.
I'm looking for people to join me on this health journey, too. So if you want to do it together. My sister, Toni, has committed to doing it with me, and I'm going to hold her to it. Uh-huh. sounds like you don't have much faith there, buddy.
No, I mean, I know myself. It's like, I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Toni knows me. I'm like, Toni, really? Okay. All righty, then. Good luck with
that. I'm going to try it.
Oh, you can do it. You'll do it.
I totally can do it.
The gallon of water is a lot, though.
That's a tough one.
Don't make a mistake.
I'll be in the bathroom all the time. You won't see me and be like, where's Tina? She's in the bathroom.
You have done these challenges in the past, not a 75?
No, it was longer. It was 3 months the last time I did the Orange Theory challenge. It was 3 months.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. That was before we were married, by the way.
I was trying to get a ring on it, man.
She's got that out of her system. Good.
I was trying to get a ring on it.
Oh, okay.
And it worked, too.
All right, so now you're trying to keep that ring on, I see. All right, very good.
Time for a bigger ring.
Oh, shoot. Hello. I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, so it's only going to be about 6 shows, maybe 5 shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of me not drinking, but...
Well, can you have a sip just to taste it?
No.
Mm-mm. Can you just have a lick?
No.
Just a tip.
No.
Oh, there I did it again. That's what sorry. She said. Yeah. Oh, see.
I'm excited. I'm gearing up for it.
So okay.
It's about 4 weeks away, and we're doing it after your birthday.
Okay. Right.
Because we got to have cake.
We do.
Yes. I'm gonna.
It's all about you.
I'm gonna OD. Yes. I'm gonna OD on the cake.
You know, Tina's always. She loves getting me this piece of chocolate cake that they have at HEB, and which, by the way, contains a bioengineered food ingredient, which is very disturbing to look at all of this.
Is it good?
Chocolate cake with chocolate frosting has this big dollop on the top. You know, it comes in one of those plastic containers, and so I'm always grabbing one. But Tina will always remind me. She's like, are you getting your cake? And I have to be honest, I completely forget about the cake. It's in the fridge. And then after dinner, Tina's like, you can have your cake? And, we haven't discussed this, but the reason why is because she wants the dollop on the top of the cake. And it doesn't matter if I'm full.
Just the dollop.
You want your cake, don't you? You want your cake.
I want the dollop.
You want your cake so that I can give you the dollop, yes.
You know what? And I'm not kidding you. I could eat not a whole can, but spoonfuls of frosting. Like, I love frosting. That's why I like the corner pieces. Like, I love frosting. So I appreciate you sharing your dollop.
Yeah, no, it's never a problem to share the dollop. It's just interesting how you force me to have the cake.
Oh, I force you.
Come on, you want your cake? No, you want it.
It's so good.
Anyway, thanks for the COVID.
Oh, yes.
Really appreciate that.
Yes. We are on the tail. Well, I'm
so what
pretty
happened?
Much healed.
The last show we did, you left not long after that,
well,
right?
Well, here we go.
I can't remember.
I went to Utah to see my friend Katie.
Right.
And
tell about the trip because
oh my gosh.
It was great for the beginning.
Oh, it was, well, it was a long day of traveling because I had to connect in Denver. And then finally got there and it was so great to see her. And I don't, in a past show, I talked about Katie and how mm-hmm. she was my very first friend in Boca Raton, Florida. And
yeah,
we were actually both from Chicago, moved from Chicago that like within months of each other. And, so she bought a home in right outside of Park City in Utah. And so I went there to stay with her and she has this absolutely stunningly gorgeous home, the largest home I've ever been in. just beautiful. And so we had a really nice dinner when I arrived on Wednesday, and then Thursday we got up and we went to hiking, which mm-hmm. was nice. And I felt like I was in pretty good shape because I just did it in Maine.
Right.
With
Ellen. You had your hiking your hiking vibe on.
Yes. I apologize for this little cough, but I'm getting to that story. So then Thursday night we ended up going to this beautiful resort called the Blue Sky Lodge, and it's an Auberge. Am I saying that right? Auberge Resort, Auberge.
Yeah, Auberge. Auberge. Sounds right. Yeah, I've
beautiful,
never heard of it.
Absolutely beautiful. And so Katie was so generous, and she was paying for everything. And I'm like, hey, let me at least buy the drinks, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
good.
She ordered a glass of Sancerre.
Sancerre. Yeah, like a dinner wine, after dinner wine.
Yeah,
like
we were in the bar, and then I ordered this drink. It was a cocktail that was made specific to the hotel, and it told about us. It was called the Horse Thief, and it was a specially made cocktail in honor of this woman who used to steal abused horses, I guess, around where the resort was. And she would take these horses.
Sounds like a big story for some gin and some bitters.
It was not my. I didn't finish the drink.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I got no. So I'm like, let me pay for the drinks. So the bill comes. $84 for two drinks. I'm like, how much was that wine? Yeah, crazy. Anyway,
this was upscale, I guess. This place.
Yeah, and the dinner was great. I mean, it was lovely, lovely. So then we got home, and then we were like, we're gonna go to bed early because we were up talking.
You didn't eat after that, Bill. You're like, you know, we'll just have. Can I have a French fry?
Yeah. Katie was so generous. She bought dinner, and it was anyway. It was lovely. But Friday morning, we got up, and I was so happy because I slept because the night before I didn't sleep. And I come downstairs. I'm like, yeah, I slept. And we had a whole day. We're gonna ride bikes. We're gonna go downtown, and we had a concert to go to. And she looked at me and said, I'm not feeling well.
And I said,
oh, well, long story short, she tested positive for COVID. So yeah. I immediately packed up and went to stay in a hotel in downtown Park City.
Now, why did you want to leave the house? I mean, you had a bedroom. It was a big house and everything.
You just
felt weird.
Yeah. And when somebody's sick, it's like, you just don't want to be, you don't want to worry about anybody else. And I just wanted to. Number one, I was worried about catching it. And number two, I wanted her to be comfortable in her own home. So I left. And so, one second, I got to take a sip.
No worries. We'll wait. We'll watch you drink it. Swallow. Great.
So I check into the hotel and I decide to go walk toward, I walked out to downtown Park City and I wanted to go get breakfast. And so I go and Katie recommended this little place. I don't even remember the name of it. And so I go and I sit down and I'm sitting there. And I just noticed this couple to the left of me. And, you know, I called Teresa. I was talking to Teresa, telling her what happened. And then I hung up the phone and this woman turned to me and she goes, I know you from Boca Raton, Florida. And I said, really? And
she said, oh, I was expecting her to say, are you Tina from Curry and the Keeper? No.
Are you married to Adam Curry?
Say, are you the pod monster?
I am a professional podcaster.
Yes, you are.
And anyway, long story short, she said, my daughter played basketball with your daughter, Elise.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, 15 years ago. And I didn't remember them. They remembered me. And so anyway, I thought of all the people in this, I mean, being in a completely different state.
And then, Utah in that place.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you also contacted me. And this is kind of interesting because I noticed that, because you texted me.
I called. I texted her.
No, babe, you never call me.
Oh, I do call you.
You texted me first. You said, Katie has COVID. I'm like, oh. But you already were like, do I feel something? Do I not feel good? And then you're like, I'm going to book a flight. I'm going to come home. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? No, no, this makes no sense. Your flight is on Saturday. Anyway, what's interesting is that I went through all the scenarios within like 35 seconds. You know, if you have COVID, what do we do? You know, do I have to mobilize private airplanes?
Brother. Would never recommend that.
I always go through the list, at least, you know, I have all my options. But you then go through the same list, but you play it out in real time. Oh my God, what if I have COVID? I can't fly if I have COVID. You go through boom, 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 boom. And it's really interesting to see this kind of slow spiral. I'm like, hold on a second. Get the hotel.
I thought I did really well.
No, you did really well, mm-hmm. but it's all out loud. And mm-hmm. it's just like, oh man, all these steps. I see you going through the steps of what's going to happen. This different cascade. Mm-hmm. And then we can't do this and we can't do that. Mm-hmm. And of course, we were worried about our fantastic dinner and all these things that we had set up, which we had to cancel anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah. So it was just interesting. I was just like, wow, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at.
I think I just had to talk it through with you too. Because okay. My first thought was, I'm just going to come home, and then I'm like, well, it'd be cheaper for me just to book a hotel night,
and less hassle. I mean, you just got up and you don't want to get on there because you already had to transfer this stupid ass airline. You can't even fly direct anymore.
I know, tell me about it. So I ended up that night Katie had gotten tickets to go see the Utah Symphony. They were playing John Williams music, and so I ended up going by myself because she had purchased picnic meals, and so I just went by myself and I sat next to a lovely couple, and of course I hit them in the mouth with no agenda and told them about Curry and the Keeper. I tell everybody. So that was really nice. And then I got up and I flew home the next day, and I had a really bad headache, and mm-hmm. I thought it was the altitude sickness. So I bought some water with oxygen in it. Somebody recommended it, and some Tylenol, and got on the plane and sat next to this lovely woman. And I was just trying to kind of stay away from her because I didn't know. I mean, I was like, this is too soon for me to be infected with COVID, but I really felt like I had altitude mm-hmm. sickness. And so this woman, Gwendolyn, sat next to me, and she just kept talking and talking and talking. And she wanted her suitcase in her lap with all her food in it. We're like, is this your first time?
How old was Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn was 71.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that old.
And I'm like, I looked to the guy next to her. I'm like, is this her first time flying? Like, hello? You can't have a suitcase. And so he helped her with her suitcase, and he opened it up, and the only thing in the suitcase was her insulated lunchbox. And that was it. And her food.
What was it? What was she eating?
I don't know. It looked like, I don't know. But I was texting with Christina about it, and I told Christina I was going to pull out my fork and have a taste of her meal. She was really nice, though. But the thing that amazed me, she got up to go to the bathroom, and she was in there forever. And because I had to go in there forever. So she finally comes out, and she's standing in the aisle, and she starts doing jumping jacks in the aisle of the plane.
Excellent. Just full-on jumping jacks above the head clap?
Yeah.
What, was she 4 foot two?
She's probably about 5 feet tall. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I kept thinking because I had that headache, and I was tired. I didn't sleep well at the hotel. And the thing that I kept thinking about was, be that leaky bucket, Tina. Aww, be that leaky bucket.
Be nice. So, be nice.
Because I could have just put my headphones on and just turned away from her. And
I'm sure you did that eventually.
Yes, I did. I had to.
God, please.
But that was funny.
Well, she's a talker.
So, she was talking to me about the...
That's when you should have done, I don't know, I might have COVID, so...
She was a Latter-day Saint. Mm-hmm. So she was trying to ask me about my religion. I put my foot down and said, I love my church. I'm not interested in joining your church.
She was trying to recruit you
into
the Mormon
LDS. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not joining your church because I'm not wearing that skirt.
See, now that, you know what that is? That's just bigoted and ignorant.
I'm kidding.
You don't know anything about the skirt.
I don't know.
It's magic underwear, by the way.
I'm kidding. But no, she was really, really nice. And then, I got home that night, and then Sunday I woke up and I'm like,
you were sick. You were sick.
And I tested positive. Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
Whatever that means. I mean, I didn't even test.
You didn't even test.
No, I don't. Who the hell knows? These tests, it doesn't matter. You had, whatever it is, you had something. You didn't feel well.
This one hit me harder, though, than the first time. It really did. And now it was probably a good, it was a week, I would say. Maybe a little less than a week.
Yeah, because I got it about, I'm 2 days behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so sweet. Stay away. Social distance.
I'm like 6 feet. Social distancing.
You know, dude, we live in the same house. What am I going to do? It's like, I'm going to get it. It's not like, it doesn't make any difference. And of course I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I don't even remember my symptoms. I had a fever for one day,
Very low. Like not even a hundred. You had fever a couple hours.
It was nothing. It really wasn't too bad.
Did your hair hurt again?
It did. Yes. Day three, it did.
COVID hair?
I did have hair pain. Yes, I did have COVID hair a little bit.
What about COVID foot? Do you have COVID foot?
No, not this time. Okay. Let me feel. No, I don't have COVID foot. I got a splinter in my finger, though. No, it wasn't too bad. The fatigue also not anything like it was, but I'm still tired.
Yeah.
I still feel that.
It was the fatigue mostly for me. But really, in all honesty, it was like a bad cold. It really was. It wasn't anything
It may have been just crazy. A cold. I mean, that's what a coronavirus is. It is a flu. It is a cold. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, you do have a cough, which is nasty. And I love that I haven't heard you cough at all almost during the show.
Oh, I coughed a little bit. Yeah.
No, but you get going.
Annoying.
But it's like a reaction. It just, you cough and then it
now you're making me cough.
Yeah. Well, it's.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it's interesting because when you sleep, you don't cough.
No.
I do. See, when I'm sleeping, all of a sudden it starts to build up.
I know. You wake me up.
I'm sorry, and I have to cough to just clear out my system, but it doesn't work if I'm laying down. I have to sit up. So I had like four times last night.
Yeah. Blah, blah. I heard you.
Like,
you woke me up.
I know. Like an old man.
I was like, sexy. Now blow your nose.
I know. I got hair growing out of every orifice. I know. Men are a mess.
Yeah, it's
sexy. Yeah. Well, I put on a nice shirt for you.
Yeah, you're looking very handsome.
I like it. If you're going to look at me, might as well look good.
I looked at him. I go, why are you all dressed up?
And what did I say? What's going on there? I said, I'm trying to get lucky here. Trying to get lucky.
Yeah. So that was my exciting.
So we're kind of better, though. And thank you, everybody, for all the nice
I know.
Thoughts and prayers.
Well, Katie felt so bad. She actually sent us.
She should. She gave us COVID. She should feel horrible.
She sent us a lovely gift.
Oh, man, that was the best.
I can't remember the name. I posted
It's a whole kit.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful with a ladle.
With chicken
and
soup.
And two chicken noodle soups in it, which are homemade and...
homemade rolls, cookies.
Yeah, like, what do they call it? Grandma's dinner rolls or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The whole thing. That was cool.
It was, you know, the first night it was delicious.
Because you actually had sent me off the first night. You said, so what can I get you? You said, some chicken soup. So I went off to HEB and they'd already closed the soup station.
Oh, and you came home with a pizza. I got a pizza and empanadas. I'm like, okay. Baby knows the thought. I'm teasing. It was. Really-
what else did you want me? I could have gotten you soup in a can. You would have like killed me if I'd done
with
that.
With a genetically modified ingredient.
No, everything. Mm. Everything these days has at least a genetically modified food ingredient.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to have that the next day. We had the soup, which was great.
I can't eat chicken noodles.
No, I can't look at it anymore either.
I can't. Like, that and salmon, because you made me salmon when I got home. And now I'm like, oh,
you're off
gosh.
The salmon now?
Well,
you wanted salmon.
Give me another week.
You wanted salmon.
I know.
Excuse me. Here I am cooking to your every beck and call.
I know. You were such a great nurse. You were.
And then the Fugazzotos.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
They sent us a get well package Isabella. Of Kansas City beef.
Steaks. And double baked potatoes. So that was lovely. We got that. And then we got a bottle of wine from Brian. With the curry and the keeper on the box.
Yeah.
Beautiful, like etched on the box.
Yeah, so we got through COVID with alcohol, beef, and chicken noodle soup.
That's right. That's right.
And ivermectin.
But people were just so kind. So kind.
Honestly, I would say because you know, we took ivermectin the last time we got it. And this time as well. I don't know if the ivermectin did better or the chicken noodle soup and the beef. I think those two actually probably made me feel better than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was just good. Like, oh, yeah, I like it.
It was good. And we have, hopefully we have immunity now.
God knows. Immunity, schmunity. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, that was my exciting trip to Utah. And now I'm...
Yeah, you're getting ready to go tomorrow on your next
again.
Trip.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm going to meet Elise in...
Hey, boys, poker at our place.
Yeah. You right. And Phoebe. Mm-hmm. Try to talk Phoebe into sleeping with you.
When you were gone, every night, Phoebe and I would, I'd sit down on the carpet in front of the couch with the TV on, Man in the High Castle. I'd say, Phoebs, where are you? She'd come over, and I'd just be petting her all night and just chilling out.
I know, she is your shadow now. She is your shadow. She, when Adam mentions the car... well, no, he has to cough when he grabs his keys.
Yeah.
Because if she hears his keys, you should see how excited she
gets. Now it's even if I get like a Rogan cup, like one of those Yeti cups, and I put ice in it, because I always have ice with water in case she's thirsty, because I have a little bowl as well, and for myself.
Yeah.
So the minute I do that, she looks at me, and she looks at what I'm wearing. Is he going out? Let me see what this is. And if I have my boots on, and then she's already up.
I know.
Then she's... And you open the door, and she slides across the
garage. Oh, my God. When you went somewhere, I don't know where you went, and you didn't take her, and I was home, and she was at the back door. Then she ran to see you through the screen porch, and then she ran back to the back door, and then she's just... And then she waited at the back door for you. Yeah. Like, she is your shadow.
Yeah.
She loves you so much. Well, let's talk about your excursion that you had the other day.
I was going to say, yesterday I took... So I have a new car. I traded in the old car for a new one. Got a reasonable deal, considering who knows if you can ever buy a car again, or if we can even ever afford a car again.
Less than 1,000 miles on this baby.
Oh, it was new. It
had
100 miles. It was
no. I mean, now it's got less.
Oh no! Less than 500. What are you talking about? Yeah. There's nothing. So of course, Phoebe's drooling all over it right away. I did get one of those inside the car. Was it like dog? It's kind of like a hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it covers the seat, but she can still stick her head out, and she just drools all the way down the side. It's like
she loves riding in the car.
Yeah.
She loves it.
She does. She's got her head sticking out. So we went first. We went to the
vape shop.
To the biker smoke shop to get rolling papers and tips.
Did you take her in with you?
Always. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they love her there, and like, oh, hey,
she's
Phoebe.
A celeb there.
And she, because everyone gives her treats, right?
Uh-huh.
So she got a treat here, and there's always, and these are hill country people here. So
the earth.
The hill country people.
Yeah.
And so there's, one dude is like, they're always like, it's a good looking dog. And I said, it's a rescue. And that always,
you're like, you're going straight to heaven, dude.
Yeah. Going straight to heaven. Don't stop, don't pass go. And so everyone's always, like, can I pet her? And she's very skittish, but if you're slow and just pet her on top of, not behind her head, top of her head, then she's okay. So we went there, then back in the car, we went to the vape shop. And the vape shop is, this is Kathy and Jerry. They have Vapealicious. And it's this little house across from the HEB.
Mm-hmm.
And, and they only sell natural vape liquid and high-end vape. No shit. No jewels or any of that. It's only high-end stuff. And most of it custom. And they have this table, which is kind of like a, if you put microphones on it, it would be a great podcast table. And there's always these bar stools around it. And there's a couple people sitting there, and and Jerry's, and these people have, they're the late 60s, 70s, and they have life experience, and they know about all the crap about politics. I mean, they could be No Agenda. They could host No Agenda.
Do they listen to No Agenda?
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do, but they,
Do they know you're the Podfather?
They know I'm the Podfather.
Okay,
yeah, they knew me from Rogan.
Oh, okay.
And this other dude there, Dwight, and Dwight runs a farmer's market. And so, we're just chatting about, I was talking about our vegetable garden, how it's so disastrous. And he says, I planted, what did he say? He was supposed to have 24 buckets of onions, and all he had was one.
Oh, man.
And he said, all his tomatoes, said, I got two edible tomatoes because it's just so dry. Mm. Just no one was able to make it happen. And then we're talking about local politics, and they say, hey, have a seat. Would you like some coffee? I'm like, oh, okay. Because apparently people just drop by the vape
shop.
Yes. People drop by the vape shop just to hang out. I didn't know this.
I'm going to be like, where's Adam? He's at the vape shop.
I
I didn't
know this. And so, you know, we're, and it's just like one of those coffee shops in Amsterdam. We kind of had this where you're all drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes, but you were just vaping. And so Phoebe's laying down, she's relaxed and people are coming in. And I'm really proud of Phoebe because she's aware, but she's at least laying down and she's calm. And then this 4-year-old girl comes in. Can I pet him? And I'm like, I look at her dad and like, she's a rescue, so go really, you know, I made sure everyone knew what was going on. And she's really sweet. And you could see it really was good for Phoebe.
Yeah.
This, well, even Dwight, you know, who's a sixth generation farmer, he says, oh, this is really good for this dog.
Well, because he's the one who told you that she was probably thrown out of the truck when got pregnant. Yeah. And they probably just, that's why she looks at trucks and with trailers. And
that's the one with the trailer.
She was traumatized.
She's a never ending source of entertainment and conversation. Yes. So you walk with that dog anywhere and it's good to go. So then we finally, you know, you're texting me like, are you alive? What's going on?
No, I wasn't.
No, you had texted me with an appointment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, let me tell my wife that we're here because she'll think that something's happened. And then we go off to Tractor Supply to go get some food. And that's really the fun part of the trip is then we drive over 290 and she's got her head out there and her gums are flying back into her eyes. We do, again, you know, Michelle, her favorite there, who always gives her treats. We're walking around. It's like this is the dog excursion.
She's like a celeb.
She is a celebrity. and then we get in the car. Won't start. Won't fucking start.
Brand new car. Won't start.
All the lights come on.
This
everything.
Happened to me. Adam had the car for about a week.
Yeah.
And I took it to HEB and you were doing the show.
Yeah.
And I called you and I interrupted the middle of the show. I'm like, your car will not start. And he's trying to walk me through it and he's doing the show and I'm struggling. I had groceries in the car. I ended up having to call an Uber and come home with the groceries. And then after the show was over, we went back to HEB and it had
my key with me and it started right up. So what we think happened is that in that case, your fob battery, maybe the car got delivered with old fob batteries, which is possible.
Yeah.
And so maybe mine was empty, but it was not starting.
It was doing exactly the same thing that it did.
And then I'm getting online with the...
with the roadside assistance.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I gave up on trying to be OTG in the car. I go, are you okay?
Yeah. I know. I go, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, we're sitting in the car. We got the windows rolled down.
It's 100 degrees.
Adam's got black interior. He and this 100-pound dog that wears a fur coat for a living.
Phoebe's going, I'm like,
just because you have the windows rolled down, poor thing.
There was a nice wind. There was breeze going through.
Oh, it was like a hair dryer.
But I'm waiting for this roadside assistance. You know, you got the button that you press it and then just ring.
That you pay for.
Yeah, that was really fucking bullshit. You know, really disappointing. They've not heard the last of this from me, damn it.
So then anyway, I go there. And he said, bring your key. And so I gave him my key, but I was holding his key by the car and it still wouldn't start.
We don't know.
And so then I'm like, he's like, and here's Adam. He goes, we're in the car. We're like, he's like, we're just going to leave. And so we're driving back and real calmly, he goes, I really want to punch something. I'm like, man, you were awfully calm for wanting to punch something.
But then I remember to lift the window open.
You were looking at the app and you're like, it says that there's a window open. There's a window open. And so we end up going back.
And the window was open.
Yeah.
And then started right away.
And it started right up.
So.
But it's still bullshit.
Oh, it's incredible bullshit. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see where we're at. If I get stranded with this thing again.
It's a really good wine.
It is good wine. Yeah. It's going right back. I don't want it anymore.
But poor, the wine?
No. If the car doesn't start again, if that ever happens to me, I don't want it. You just pick it up. Take it back.
But boy, that was quite the adventure for Phoebe. Poor Phoebe. Took her forever to cool down. Took her forever to cool down. Now she's like, I don't want to get in that damn car. It doesn't start.
Anyway, so I am taking her to the vet on Friday because her skin issues are back, which is really weird.
She's got a really crusty nose on top of her nose. Crusty nipples
are over, but now it's just her crusty nose. It's like the
crusty nose and a crusty ear.
Right on the top of the tip of her nose. It's almost like a fungus.
No, you know what? This dog lives inside the house most of the time.
I know. What the hell?
She does not go outside running around because it's too darn hot. She just doesn't want to be out there.
No,
we don't
crazy.
Want her out there. No. We take her out for walks. So it's not like she's living in the wild to get these bugs that she has. So anyway, she's going on Friday. She's got a whole host of problems.
So, yeah. So the vegetables are a dud.
Oh, my gosh. Sad. We have, I'm going to say it, it's retarded broccoli.
We have the two of the three lantanas are alive. This is an amazing plant that, that is here natively.
I just happened to find it on our property early in the spring.
The ones that were in the wild, we planted two near the house, or three, and I think one is dead. I think we lost one.
Yeah.
The other two
Had COVID.
The other two took. No, it was already on the ropes. But this is a fantastic plant. It blooms and it has different colors.
It's got little clusters of teeny tiny flowers.
And
amazes me that this thing lives with no water because we have not had any water, which was scary yesterday. There was a fire in Gillespie County.
It's still going.
Oh, is it?
It was still going this morning,
About 16 miles away, and we actually saw the helicopters carrying the buckets of water.
It must have gone by at least 10 times.
I said to Adam, we got to think about, like, if fire comes around our house, what are we going to do?
Yeah. First, start a fire for a firewall. Second.
We'd probably end up burning our house down.
Second, I'm backwashing the pool. And using that hose as a...
He goes, they could come down and scoop out our pool water, but we'll lose our lawn equipment.
Yeah, we will.
Seriously, that's something we have to think about because it is... Sorry, we're both coughing.
Yeah, we are.
It's a serious issue out here, and it's scary.
Yeah, this is pretty dry. I was talking to Texas Slim. He says, this is one of the worst ones in a while. He said.
Yeah. Because when we moved into this house last year...
Sorry.
When we
we
are a freaking mess. When we moved into this house last
year, put your mask over the microphone so you don't infect everybody.
I'm just going to be infecting you. So, are you using your noise gate?
Yeah, I did.
Thank God.
Yes.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, last summer when we moved here, remember we got all that rain. So everything was lush.
It was beautiful, yeah.
Now when we get our lawn cut, it's like a dust bowl.
Oh, good old Eric, huh?
No kidding.
We got this guy who did our whole property. 5 hours he's on that thing, and it's a dust bowl. And I say, hey, man, if you want to come in and cool down, have a drink or something, whatever, I want something neat. He says, no, man, I got my drink, I got my sandwich, and I got my THC vape. I'm good to go. He just hops on that thing at 10 a.m.
And he just wears his,
wears his iPods.
Bless his heart.
The entrepreneur.
Yep. So what do you got on your list?
Well, I went through most of my list already.
It?
No, I mean, hello, it's 37 minutes into the show. Everything has been my topic, my list.
What?
Except for, I did want to remind everybody, curryandthekeeper.com has a really nice widget now, so you can find all the episodes.
Yes.
And play it right there. It's a podverse widget. So, and that's, you know, if you ever want to smash some grapes in somebody's face, just say curryandthekeeper.com.
Yeah.
Curryandthekeeper.com. Curryandthekeeper.com. Call 1-800-curryandthekeeper.com. Use your promo code. Mike Lindell.
Grapes.
Use promo code grapes.
Grapes. Grapes. That's right. So tomorrow I'm off again, going to Amelia Island with my daughter.
You
Elise.
Are such an international jet
I'm
setter.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm getting it all in before September 4th.
Yeah.
75 hard, baby. Yeah.
So you're partying with everybody but me, and then I get the 75 hard.
Babe, I'm going out with a bang. Your birthday. I'm going out with a bang. We're doing your favorite meal.
We're doing cake, which is meatloaf, mashed potatoes.
And corn.
Yeah.
That's Adam's favorite meal. That's what he wants for
My birthday.
And
yes,
I make
please.
A mean meatloaf. My daughters
you
are like.
You make a badass meatloaf.
My daughters are like, ew. Yeah.
I love meatloaf. I love your meatloaf.
So I'm going out with a bang.
I love your meatloaf.
I'll give you my meatloaf.
Your meatloaf is juicy.
Oh my God, you're really onto it tonight, huh?
Well, you know, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
Since I've seen you.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have anything else. Oh, so anyway, as I was saying, I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow. We're going to Amelia Island and have a car picking me up at 3:30 a.m. because you know when you fly out of San Antonio, there's no direct flights.
No.
So
there's no direct flight from Austin either for this.
No,
there?
there wasn't, not to Jacksonville. No. And so
I can't believe you're doing that. And chapeau, by the way. I am so sick and tired of cancellations and hearing about the lines, and it's a mess everywhere.
Flying is a mess.
I have to go to Georgia in September for the beef initiative, and I mean, I can get a direct flight, but even that, I just don't want to do it. I hate it. That's the one thing I used to.
Well, then drive.
It's 20 hours. It's the one I checked. It's the one thing I used to be able to control. You know, it's like I can control my experience at the airport by determining, you know, usually by how much you pay. You know, so and Southwest is great because if you get the, you know, the premium early bird, which is a little bit extra, then you get to go through.
It's not that great because
the premium access line.
So then, this is what burns me up about it. Are you listening, Christina? So we buy this early bird check-in. And
yeah.
I'm usually A40. Okay? No.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
But don't you get to go through the priority line at TSA?
Oh no, you don't.
Yes, you do. Well, you didn't. You did it wrong then.
With the
first of all, you always just get in the priority lane and act like you belong
but
there.
But you know what? Yeah, because you know what? They don't even check your boarding pass anymore.
What you do is you get into the priority lane.
I'm gonna act like TSA, I own the place
and act like you own the place here, and walk right through.
Okay, so once you get to the gate, you're like, okay, I bought early check-in. I'm in the A's. Well, I'm usually A40. But wait a minute, there's all that pre-boarding people. There's about 50 people that aren't even in the A group that get on before anybody else.
Have? Okay, let me ask you a question. What problem do you have with veteran active duty?
Sometimes they're not. They're just people that just walk on. And you know what? If you have one person in a wheelchair,
duty people,
they have six of their family members. Well, with them.
You know, you got to have handlers and people with young children. Come on. Southwest is a friendly airline. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow, when you're there and you're looking at all that, you're like,
you know what?
All you have to do is think leaky bucket.
Leaky bucket. You know, when I was flying home from, I flew from Salt Lake City to Dallas and then Dallas to San Antonio, which is like, I don't know, less than an hour.
35 minutes.
The guy next to me, he's like, yeah, I'm really freaked out about flying. He ordered, in a 45-minute flight, a double Jack and Coke.
Oh, God.
I'm like, damn.
Especially at altitude. That's so dumb. That's not good.
Yeah.
You better just eating an edible.
Yeah. Or mushrooms. Shrooms.
I would not know.
Yeah. But what was it? Oh, so anyway, so yes. So right before the show starts, I get a text from my daughter. Yeah. My flight's been canceled. She's flying from LaGuardia to Jacksonville. My flight's been canceled. Canceled her flight and tried to rebook her for a 4 o'clock flight, getting in at midnight.
Yeah,
so we ended up just rebooking her on another airline. So fingers crossed, I'm going to be able to get out tomorrow.
It's
going to
be fine. No, because
I have a good feeling, Southwest too.
I mean, the reason why is crew hours and all that shit.
Yeah.
So. But United, I think LaGuardia is a United hub. That's why I went straight to them.
Oh, is it?
Because I got all the flights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm heading out tomorrow.
It's probably even better. And I got her Comfort Plus.
I know.
Yeah.
You're such a good stepdad.
Oh, man. I would not book anything for the kids that I wouldn't book myself.
You're such a good dad.
That's how I can justify it next time. I'm like, I think I need an upgrade.
So, I'm in Florida from Thursday to Sunday, and we're just my number one goal, gain as much weight as I possibly can.
Okay. Come back to me. Come back to me heavy.
I'm going
to
come back bloated. Like I got a food baby.
I can hear, here comes your flight.
We are Southwest heavy coming back into San Antonio.
I'm like, I'm going to drink and eat and just have a good time and stay in the sun and just enjoy my daughter. I'm looking forward to it.
And she's looking forward to it as well. And I love how similar you guys are in some ways.
Yes.
She's sending pictures of her checklist.
Which is handwritten, right?
With check boxes hand-drawn next to each item.
And you looked at it and you said...
Who does she remind me of? I can't remember. This must be someone who reminds me of
I know. It's so interesting how both of my daughters have a little piece of me, different pieces of me. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of different pieces.
And then that's all. I'm not traveling for a while. I hope to get up to Chicago to go see my mom maybe in the fall, but no more traveling. It's been a lot.
I'm really up. That's the one thing I'm truly upset about is the limitation of travel.
Yeah.
It's the limitation is one thing, but it's the unreliability. Cause we like to travel. We travel great together, but just the hassle now of all the bullshit. It's like, I'm too old for this.
I know, babe.
It's like, I really want to do it, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll sit here at home.
I know.
And rebuild the studio for the fourth time.
Yeah. And look at our brown lawn.
Should we thank some people?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. Oh.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Don't we have a...
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
Yaman.
Yaman.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
You're ruining it, dude.
I'm not ruining anything. I love this.
Oh my gosh, who's that from?
Secret Agent Paul, who is... by far one of the best jingle makers.
Oh my gosh, he did an amazing job. Yeah,
he's
amazing.
A great guy. This is a value for value podcast, which means whatever you get out of it, we'd love for you to put it back in. That can be in many ways. We like time, talent, treasure, wine.
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 Steaks.
Other things.
We like steaks.
We like all kinds
double
of stuff.
Double-baked potatoes.
And it's completely podcasting 2.0, which means the only way you can support us is by getting a podcast app that supports us. A lot of, you know, all the kids are doing it these days. They're using the podcasting 2.0 value for value. And the latest version of the Fountain app, Fountain.fm, for Android and iOS, is really cool because... even if you have no clue what you're doing, you get the Fountain app, you listen to any podcast, and you start earning Satoshis, which you can then send to us.
Yeah.
So even if you have no idea how to do it, and they have great tutorials how to send, you know, how to fill up your wallet from Cash App and other ways, it's a great way to get started into podcasting 2.0 and to support the show.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, it's like, it's fun, but it's not really valuable to me. So I'll give them nothing,
yeah,
you know?
That's okay.
It's okay.
If you laugh and it brings joy to your life, I'm good with that.
That's fine, too.
And if you become a leaky bucket.
That's right. Let's thank our top cork soakers for this particular episode.
Yay,
top,
cork
top
soakers.
Of the list with 60,333 sats is Dame Jennifer.
Dame Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. I love that woman.
And
she needs to come to Texas.
She does. She sent us a Boostagram. Happy birthday month, Tina.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Month.
I dig it.
She says, you both helped me get through my birthday sad this year when you were here in Charleston, and I'm so grateful. I feel so lucky to know y'all. Tina, I hope you had a day as wonderful as you are, and when your birthday has a zero, I believe you should celebrate all month long.
Yay.
XOXO from Jen. Let's see. I believe this is Scott. Wave King, 60,000 sats. Howdy from Sketchy Cuts Woodcrafts.
Oh, Scott.
Is it Scott? No.
I thought that was John.
John, you're right. Circumference.
Yeah. Where are you getting Scott? My producer's failing me.
From the weed, I guess. Howdy from Sketchy Cuts Woodcrafts. I started making doggy planter boxes, and they are friggin' adorable.
What?
Doggy planter boxes. Check them out at sketchycuts.net. SKETCHYCUTS.net and use promo code Corksoaker.
Nice.
Yes.
I love my cutting board. We have not used it yet, though, because it's so beautiful.
I don't want to use it. I want to use it to present cheese. I don't want it to cut on it.
Yeah.
So use the code Corksoaker for a secret discount.
Nice.
Regarding the show, I love how we get to see a personal side of Adam that is different from his normal pod father self. You make my Wednesday nights bearable. So when are you going every single week?
Oh, goodness.
And here's something cool. He signs off with 73s and 88s. He's a ham.
Oh.
Circumference. That's right.
You're going to save the world.
73s. Keto 5 Alpha Charlie Charlie, my brother.
Remind me to tell you about when I met Adam and his ham equipment.
What about my ham equipment? Why don't you say it right now? What about my ham equipment?
Well,
when you first met me?
Yes, because you had that whole setup on your desk. You had all your ham equipment. You had your little cards.
I did, and you
would record when you would talk to somebody. And then you were like, I heard the space station.
You mean
station.
I would write it in my
in your
log.
Little log. Yes.
Excuse me. What's the diminutive little log? This is official FCC paperwork.
I'm like, thank God this guy's good looking because he's a nerd, man.
I'll be like, I got a 5/9 signal from Idaho here. Let me just write this down.
And then he's like, this is my Morse code apparatus.
Yes, apparatus, my key.
And
my,
he's
my
trying code to tell key. Me what Morse code is. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense to me. And then you got all your loops and your antennas and you're outside with your headset on with the antenna going. And
quite honestly, between the loop antennas and the logbook and the bong, I'm amazed that you stuck around at all. I mean, didn't you look, and the stripper pole, and didn't you look at that and go, what is this?
You know what it was? You always had flowers in your apartment. It was loaded with roses all the time.
I did, yes.
And you were, you're a catch.
Charming.
You were a catch.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. A bat boost and
a bat boost
had to boost the bats. Happy birthday month, Tina, from Dreb Scott.
Oh, thank you, Dreb.
55,555 nice. Satoshis. Then we have 33333. This is the magic number all the way from the Dirty Jersey Whore, who says, hey, y'all, I was wondering if you would touch briefly on the benefits of decanting wine for newbies to wine, to the wine world like me.
Oh, yes.
I could have just Googled it, but what fun would that be? Also, I'd like to request a decanting.
Oh,
that's a good one, a decanting.
I like that. Okay. All right. You've been decanted. Yeah. Dame Jennifer, we need a...
We need a decanting.
We need a jingle, a decanting one.
Well, first of all, Dirty Jersey Whore, you can take credit for this. You've invented the decanting. I like it.
I like it. Yeah, You've been decanted.
Okay, there you go. You got a live one. Dirty Jersey Whore, DJW, thank you. 25,000, again from Baronet Circumference.
Oh.
And Tina, I'm glad you love my birthday gift. Thank you for the Insta sharing, and thanks to the awesome cork soakers who checked out my stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, then he says, please go to sketchycuts.com, use promo code corksoaker.
Is it .com or .net?
He says .com here, so maybe he has both. Promo code CorkSoaker for free shipping on orders over $60.
Nice. Love it. You know what? You should do trays now. You need trays that are monogrammed in the center.
Yeah. I mean, she's got some skills.
That'd be
man.
A great, yeah.
I beautiful. Wonder how long it takes to make just one board.
Yeah, how long does it take?
You know, it seems like it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, it's his passion.
This is 15,033 sats from Comic Strip Blogger.
I have to read something too.
Howdy Keeper Team, Tina and AC.
Keeper Team, I love it. That's a show keeper title. Keeper Team.
Keeper Team. Oh, gosh. Hey, since when are you like calling show titles now? Damn, man.
Pretty soon I'm going to be on the board taking over.
Tina and AC, if a movie director who needs 33-year-old British actor is listening, Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent is available as he is reviving his acting career.
Oh.
Namely, he was an actor for the BBC and starred at, in Harry Potter movies as well.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Either.
You can hear his voice on our podcast.
AI.cooking,
a podcast about cooking up AI for singularity. P.S. Fuck Russia. Yo.
Wait, so Ryan Skelton, who sent us a bottle of wine in that beautiful monogram box, sent a note, which I want to read. He said, emergency, open immediately. I read somewhere on the internet that this will cure you of the coof. Many prayers sent your way every day. Much love to you both. Make sure to check out AI.cooking.
Shit spreading.
It's almost like an
STD.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Gilligan, 10,000 sats. Hey, y'all, from Steve in Bradenton, Florida.
Oh.
Thank you. You know Steve from Bradenton,
Florida?
I don't.
Okay.
6336 from B Glass 2, who says, watch Jim Brewer's special. We did.
We did.
We watched Jim Brewer's
special.
We
liked it. Mm-hmm.
Now, what did we watch that on? We had to cast that, didn't we? We have to watch it on YouTube.
I can't remember, but it wasn't on a...
He went outside of the streaming system, which we support that. By the way, I pay for my content. I don't care how someone wants me to pay them for it, we pay.
I know, you've always been so
never
good about
steal,
that.
I really don't steal content. It's like, if I can help it, obviously. It's really important. Let's see, 5678 from Dude. Tina, I checked out the Gavin De Becker class and had the same experience as you. I recognized one of the women as a high school teacher of mine.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Small world, how about that?
Oh, I'm so glad somebody checked it out.
Lyceum 5555, high five for your podcast. 5555 Satoshis for your great show. This is from Martin Lindeskog.
Oh, yes, Martin. Yep. Yes. He donated last time.
He's always donating. High five for hemp podcast. Is that his podcast, the High Five for Hemp?
I'm not sure.
I'm all in. Adam, do you have plenty of industrial hemp producers in Texas? Yes, I believe that the laws have changed significantly and there's a lot of hemp for CBD, et cetera. I think I know you can sell it. I think it's being produced. But that's all I know. And Tina, will you participate in the Podcasting 2.0 hackathon?
What is it? I have been getting interview requests. I want you to know.
Oh, really?
Yes. I got an interview request from...
you need to do this right away.
Yeah. No, I know.
Who? What shows?
Hold on.
By the way, we don't do interviews together. I can disappoint you right now because that's what this show is for.
Yes.
We're special. We're special. Hold on. So special.
I think it's...
So special.
Craig Weinberg. He wants me to be on his show.
What's his show? The Craig Weinberg Show? The Weinberg Train.
He said, hold on. The interview. It's called The Interview Podcast. And I was supposed to do it because.
Oh, you had the coof.
And then I had the coof and I was like, no, I can't do it. And I think he was on vacation. But he wants to talk about my nonprofit experience. So. Yeah, of course, I will grape people in the mouth.
I was going to say, you got to grape them in the mouth.
Them in the mouth.
Mention the show.
And make sure these people come in, these new cork soakers.
You are so pretty.
Aw. I put my makeup on for you. I was looking so bad.
No, you were looking pretty haggard, babe. Actually, not. It was quite the opposite. You look really good when you're sick. Yeah. But you know, I like you without your makeup. I know that in general, I like you without your makeup.
You've said that to me all the time.
Chad Farrow. Hey, Chad. 3333. We have
Chad. So sweet.
Nate with 2000. Keep it up. Love you guys. Dion, 1234. Thanks for reminding me to get the chicken out for supper.
Oh.
I mentioned that story in many different places.
Wait, which was
That was when you came home from the storm.
Oh.
And you left the meat out.
That's right. No, it was for the meatballs.
J-Light, 1,000 sats. Gardening tip. Look into heirloom vegetable varieties from your area. Check out Baker Creek Seeds. Baker Creek Seeds. I think I heard Tommy about Baker Creek.
Oh.
Baker Creek Seeds. Love the show. No, thank you very much. Dame Trish of Detroit, thanks for making me laugh again, she says, with her booster grin.
Oh, Dame Trish. Trish sent us a bottle of wine, too.
Another which bottle?
I don't remember which.
I love all these bottles of wine.
He's not I won't let him touch
it. You won't let me drink any of it. So I have to buy the low-grade shit at HEB just to have something to drink. But I'm like, I'm afraid to touch any of these bottles. No, this is for this week, that's this week, or that week, and we're drinking this.
I know. I'm like, don't touch that one.
I haven't taken a picture of it.
Hey. I'm a full-time marketing department of the Curry and the Keeper podcast.
You know, yeah, you're right. I love our website. Great job. good work on the website, team. I just want an attaboy for the website team for this week.
All right, next time the website's going to be done after all my traveling and the 75 hard challenge.
It'll be 2024. Bitcoin will be at a million. We're retired. Who cares then? Beer Mountain, Blake and Mary in Beacon Falls, Connecticut. Thanks for the laughs. Love you both. I love you too. Starships Alva. Boost. No jingles, no karma. Well, we don't have any jingles or karma, so that makes it easy. And who's this? This is...
Wow, we got several. That's nice.
No, it's really good. We got the last one here is from SLC.
SLC?
No, it's... Can't quite
Southern
tell
Law
who it's from.
Poverty Center?
No. It's ESELSEE. Thompson's Chain Reference Bible is available in multiple translations. If you're looking for a physical copy, great tool for studying topics for digital, My Sword is available as Android app only. dozens of translations with links to Strong's entries in a few of them. Compare function allows you to view individual verses in all available translations on the same screen.
Mm.
Praying for you both, not a joke.
Oh, that's
thank
lovely.
You. Thank like you very that. Much.
Yeah.
And those are the supporters. Someone else sent us 10,000 sats through the QR code on curryingthekeeper.com, but didn't leave a name. So thank you anyway. And please support us.
Yeah.
It's a great way also just to get a message to the show. And the more messages we get, then we start to ratchet up the price. You know,
yeah.
like you don't get through. We start to start to put levels in there and stuff and make it really nasty.
But I love you've been decanted.
It's a great
I
idea.
Like that. I like that. I would like it with like a cork sound, you know? Yeah.
I just did it.
Yeah, there you Good. Go.
Should we play that jingle one more time?
Yes.
Just because it was so fun to listen to? Oh, yeah.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
I'm sorry, I won't strike.
We got to hear from those Corksuckers now.
Yeah.
Wait, what
did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Man, I love it.
Thank you. My gosh.
Thank
we
you,
are becoming a real podcast.
I know. We got jingles and shit.
I know.
And we've got
sayings, you know, great people in the face. Is that what it is? Grapes in the face?
Grapes and people.
And you've been decanted.
You've been decanted. Very nice.
I like it.
Okay. What are we watching? Do we need to talk about what we're watching before Allison calls and tells us we're going too long?
Nothing good. We're watching
Murders in the House. Loot. Yeah. Loot's pretty good. I like Loot. Murders in the House.
Yeah. We like watching comedians too. And we haven't.
It's been hard
it's been
to
bad.
Find any, anything
People are
that's
bad.
Yeah, it's not really fantastic.
Yeah. No,
Some
not
of the
at
comedic
all.
Comedic stuff's like, nope.
Nope.
No.
But I wanted to talk about the Bridge Church.
Okay.
So I had to miss it when I got sick, but I was there on Sunday. And, such a lovely church. And so
I can't wait to go one of these days.
I ordered a Bible. And so I have my Bible, and in church, he was saying, what is the one message that you're getting here tonight? Like, what is it? Pay attention when we're doing the worship songs, pay attention. And it came through loud and clear to me
mm-hmm.
that before I do anything, before I pick up my phone, hear that?
Yeah, I know. I hear that. I don't know what's going on. Try again.
Okay. Before I pick up my phone, before I do anything.
In the morning.
Yes. To read the Bible. It came through.
That came to you?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like loud and clear. Like pick up the Bible and just read it for 10
minutes
a day.
You've been doing it. I've been seeing you do it every morning.
Yeah. The type is so small on this Bible, though, that it hurts my eyes. But yes. And so now I read the introduction about their 66 books and mm-hmm. I read how it's organized and I have a better understanding. And yeah, so that was the message that I got loud and clear.
Oh, that's so cool. The, mm-hmm. the numerology of the Bible, you know, the number of letters and how many vowels are used. It's a complete mind bending organization of words
mm-hmm.
that I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just starts with the 66 books, but then you look at how exact numbers are used in certain sequences. And it's like, how is this even possible
I know.
To write within those constraints?
I know. I love the church. I love the community. And the message too was notice the work of God and be aware that God wants to touch people through your life. And so that leaky bucket, I always think about leaky bucket all the time. That has just impacted me so much. So I think about that in my actions and interacting with other people about being that leaky bucket. And he said something too. He said, grow up, grow out, and grow deep. Grow up, grow out, and grow deep.
I missed that. I didn't hear him say
that.
That's
he said
nice.
That. And he said, everything starts with love. If it doesn't start with love, it's just noise.
Yeah, right.
That's really
so
affected
true,
me
so
too
true, yeah.
with, you know, the people that I have reached out to that I haven't had. Are you hearing that noise?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. Mm. It's from your mic for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's my sparkling personality.
You are. You're vibrant, baby.
Anyway, so it's been good. And my friend Julie is going to come and drive up one Sunday and she's going to go to church with me. And I have a friend, Peggy, who's coming to see me. I haven't seen Peggy in oh my gosh, it's been a long time. She's coming up.
I like this. I like it when people come through and if they're traveling through, I like it when they stop. Texas Slim is going to come in a few weeks. They're going to stay overnight. You know, that's the way it used to be in the covered wagon days.
I'm excited for you to meet Peggy. Peggy is a dear friend of mine from my banking days.
You've told me about her. Yeah.
We have such history together.
Now, were you also cruising the streets of Chicago together, the bars, or is that just Teresa?
No. Yeah, it's just Teresa. No, Peggy and I, we were a threesome with Tim, Peggy, and me.
I met Tim, didn't
Tim
I?
Tim came to her wedding. Yeah. And
Peggy couldn't come? Was that with you?
No, she couldn't come. I don't
Tim
know.
Tim was
what
great.
Was going.
Tim's like a pro dancer.
Yeah. I love him. Amazing. I mean, it's been years since we've actually spent time together, but it's like we pick up like, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
It was such a formidable time for me when I worked for the bank. And I have my girlfriend Teresa, who's one of my very best friends. I met her at the bank, and Peggy and Tim, and just, it was so impactful for me as a young woman.
Sure.
As a career woman, you know, and being Touch, Don't Tell Her and everything. So it was, So she's coming to Texas because she's dropping her daughter off. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's going to do gap year. And she said, hey, can I come and stay with you? And I'm like, absolutely.
That'll be cool.
And she said she's a big fan of the show. She even said, hey, maybe I could do a guest interview with you.
Oh, I'm like, people trying to weasel in on your success. No, there'll be none of that, Peggy.
So I'm excited for you to meet her because we have lots of wonderful, wonderful memories. And I'm so grateful that we're still friends.
Now, is she married? Does she have kids?
Married. Yeah. She's got three kids.
And where does she live?
She lives in Naperville, Illinois.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And she, her daughter has graduated from college. She went to DePaul, my alma mater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe her son is in college and her daughter just graduated high school and is taking a gap year.
But she graduated before you even went to DePaul, I presume?
Her daughter?
No. Oh, no. I thought Peggy went to DePaul.
Oh, yeah. No, Peggy and I, we were professionals at the bank.
Right. Okay.
She was in the training department in HR and I was in marketing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And one time when Peggy, I don't even know if you remember this, but we were working at the bank and I had to take her to the hospital because she was like dealing with major, I can't remember what it was. I think it was kidney stones or something. And I went to the emergency room with her.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. We left for the day and
I've had to pick up employees off the bathroom floor when they
you don't
want
to be messing
kidneys,
with them.
Especially dudes.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the worst.
No fun. But anyway, she's
coming
to visit.
You've been in the trenches together. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, Teresa, so she comes on the 20th, and then my friend Teresa, who's also from the same bank that I worked at, is coming and staying about 5 days with us. So I'm excited to see her too.
Boy, I just get to hang out with all the cool chicks.
That's right. You're lucky.
I love it.
You are lucky.
I am lucky.
Yeah. So a couple things. So we got a couple questions. Do you have anything else on your list?
No, I love how you're just jamming through, man. You are driving the agenda here. It is your show and enjoy. It's just... It'll be just like da 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 da, and the keeper. We can just take the curry part out.
You know how we do the two questions at the end?
Oh yeah, sure.
But Brian sent a bunch of questions too, and
okay, Brian's questions.
We don't have to answer this question. We'll answer one of his questions. But one of his questions were, if you had to choose between your head being twice as large or half the size, which would you pick?
See, that's what I mean. It's like you can't let anybody just in to produce the show. That's not a good question.
I'm not even going to answer that question.
It's not a good question.
But anyway, one of his legit questions was, what's the strangest food you've ever eaten?
The strangest food I've ever eaten.
You've had a lot of experiences.
I have.
So.
I would say I'm not really proud of this one, but it was for a documentary in Thailand. And now this is 1990, 1991. An aphrodisiac and delicacy is cobra blood.
Mm.
So this restaurant, they went through this whole, we filmed the whole thing, of course. It was incredibly sad because you start with a live cobra and you wind up slicing and bleeding him into a glass of alcohol.
Oh.
You drink that, so blood in the alcohol, and then you eat the snake later, which tastes surprisingly like chicken. Yes. So I think that... In Thailand in general, I had a lot of things. I don't even remember what the food was. I liked it all, though.
Did you like the cobra blood?
Well, it had kind of a tingly, because of the alcohol.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, it was.
Were your teeth red?
Oh, yeah. My lips were red and everything from the blood. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was great for the show. Believe me. It looked great. But it was, I feel kind of bad about it.
Yeah.
But anything in Thailand, I enjoyed all of their food, all of their weird spicy shit. Yeah. That's one of the weirdest that I can remember. How about you?
Well, I haven't had such an adventurous life like you have.
So. Come on. You've eaten something weird.
No, the weirdest thing were sweetbreads that I ate, which are like kidneys or they were the organs. Aren't they organs? Aren't sweetbreads organs?
I thought sweetbreads were testicles.
No, no, I don't think that's what it
is. Yeah, I think, anyway. I think you had some balls.
No.
I think you had some balls. You didn't know it.
Ew.
Squishy.
No, and I was at it was a wine pairing dinner.
Could you roll it around your cheek?
It was,
When you bit in it, disgusting. Did it go pop like a grape?
All right, it was not that. They were deep fried.
Sure, of course. That's the best way to have balls.
No, it was sweetbreads, and I got violently ill that night.
Okay, so that's why you don't like it.
No. Yeah. I'm not adventurous like that. No, I will not eat bugs.
Eat almost anything. I'll eat dog food. I'll try the treats all the time.
He's like, these bones are pretty good.
Those sticks that we have, the pepperoni sticks. Of course. It's drier than you'd think it is.
Disgusting.
I am giving it to my dog. I want to make sure that
This is a guy that won't eat chicken breasts, but he'll eat a dog treat.
Oh, that's just the chicken breasts, just disgusting. Dog treats, man. There's something good going on there.
Anyway, so I have our two questions. Now, these are the questions that my friend...
Here come the real questions.
These are the Sandra questions. Okay.
All right. Good. Here we go.
All right. Tell me a story about your mom.
A story about my mom. My fondest memory, one of my fondest memories of my mom is, well, first, my parents were so incredibly encouraging with all my antennas and radio shit, which kind of the opposite of you.
Yes.
They always encouraged it and they didn't really complain. I had antennas on the roof. I was always on the roof. I mean, can you imagine your kids on the roof like five times a week? They didn't even give a shit anymore. Like, whatever, just don't die.
Oh my gosh. And nowadays it'd be like, you're not getting up on the roof. You're going to kill yourself. No,
I'd be on the roof. And so I was setting up an FM transmitter. I was 14 or 15. And I remember, I was trying to figure out how far the signal reached. And my mom said, come on, let's hop in the car. And she drove around for an hour with me to find all the different corners of the village. And she'd back it up. And because, the antenna is directional and we'd be listening on the car radio. And that was so nice. I just remember that was like, holy shit, how cool is my mom that she's driving around
with
me?
That's really cool.
While I have a pirate radio station blasting. And by the time we got back, there were a couple kids in front of our door like, hey man, we hear your station.
Oh,
this is
cool.
So cool. Yeah, yeah. So that was just one of the stories.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
How about you?
That's a fond memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a fond memory.
Oh, come on. Give us a shit memory then about your mom. You've got to share something.
This is what I remember about my mom, Pat. Pat was a smoker when I was growing up. She actually, in 1990, she got hypnotized and stopped cold turkey. She had smoked for 30 years. Stopped cold turkey. But I remember as a little girl, she would write us a note and we'd have to take it down to Roy's Pharmacy. And it would say, please give Tina a package of Kent 100s.
Oh my God. And they give you money and she'd give you money to buy.
And I'd have to buy my mom cigarettes and come back home and give her cigarettes. And then
the change.
We never got anything. Nope. And she was a rude smoker. I mean, she would smoke at the dinner table.
That's oh my goodness. Oh no.
Yes. But I remember one time I went to Roy's Pharmacy to go get my mom a pack of cigarettes. And I was like, I'm going to steal some candy. I was 8 years old.
Right on. How did that work out?
This is what I would do. I would take a little paper bag and I'd go and I'd grab some candy. I'd go around the corner and I'd put it in the bag. And then I would just walk out. And one day, all of a sudden, I grabbed the candy, got my little paper bag, went around the corner, put it in there. And then Roy grabbed my arm.
Oh.
And he called the police. Oh, and the police took me home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And you were 8?
I was 8 years old.
Did you have the cigarettes with you, too?
I'm sure I did.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, oh, I got in big trouble.
Of course.
And it was one of these, wait until your father gets home. Oh, yeah. I got sent to my room and, yeah.
I need to tell a different story.
So that wasn't a fond memory, but that's what I remember my mom.
I need to tell
mom.
A traumatic story, which I just recalled. And it was very traumatic for a very long time for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So on, I think it was.
This is called True Confession?
Yeah. I think so I'm 5 or 6 and I would walk back from school. Is that first grade, kindergarten, first grade? And it was, you know, it was probably about 1/4 mile. It wasn't that bad. The crossing guards, and it was a straight line. You couldn't really mess it up. And it was a safe neighborhood in Maryland. And I think there was like once a week, sometimes my mom would be doing something. So I'd have to go into Dewey Court. I don't even remember the name of the court.
Isn't it crazy how we were?
I know. Well, we lived on Mitcher Street, and this was Dewey Court. I would be with the neighbors there and wait until my mom came home. And I remember walking home one day and the car wasn't out front. I'm like, oh, I guess I have to go to Dewey Court. So I walk back, I go up to Dewey Court and I wish I remembered her name. He's like, Adam, what are you doing here? I said, well, I think I'm supposed to be here today. And she says, well, your mom didn't mention anything. So she tried calling my mom. She said, it's a busy signal. So, you know, waiting. She tried calling a couple times and then would just keep getting a busy signal. She said, you know, I think you should really go and check and make sure that, you know, that you should not be home. So now I've been there like 30 minutes, maybe 40, I don't remember. And I remember walking down Mitcher Street and I see a cop car in front of our house and my mom comes out and she's flipping out. I guess my dad had taken the car or something. And so she thought I'd been kidnapped. She was convinced. And of course, she was trying to call everybody. This is the days before call waiting. So, you know,
why you got the busy signal.
That's why the busy signal. I remember, and I felt really, really guilty. I still feel that weirdly now.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very
traumatic. It's nice that your parents were worried about you. I don't know how
traumatic.
That feels.
Traumatic, yeah. it didn't last. But that, you know, that... didn't last past 7. Once I turned into a shit at 8 or 9, you know, yeah. I didn't give a fuck about me.
I remember when we were kids, we would walk over to Hessville Pool, which was probably, it had to be at least a mile and a half from our house. Mm-hmm. We would be gone all day. We would walk there in the morning and swim at the pool. My mom would give us a quarter so we could buy ice cream. And then after we would walk home and we'd be gone all day long.
Sure. That's what you did.
I would never let my girls do that when I was growing up.
Fuck no.
Anyway, you know, it's so crazy how we recall things. Like I remember our phone number when I was growing up. I remember it just came to me. 845-4855. I just remembered it.
Well,
that's what it was.
You were the touch tone teller. So
was for the bank, baby.
It's kind of in your DNA.
All right. Last question.
Okay.
Tell me a dream you remember. You don't dream. You can't remember your dreams.
Of course, everybody dreams.
You don't remember.
But I sleep so deeply. I really. Do you tell me
Except
a dream
when
that you
cough.
You start.
I have this reoccurring dream all the time. Where I am in school, and I know a lot of people have these dreams.
Is this the one where I'm always a dickhead in your dream?
No,
I'm
always haven't heard those recently.
You were looking at other women in my dream. Like, aren't you? Your dream and mine both, baby.
No, I have this reoccurring. I have not had those dreams lately, but I've had this reoccurring dream. Actually, two of them. Where I'm in a plane and a glass plane and it's going down.
It's going down into
the water.
Oh no.
But the one that's most reoccurring is I'm in school and I haven't been to math class the whole semester. And it's the finals. And I haven't done any of the homework and I haven't prepared and I have to go take the final.
Oh, nightmare.
And I that's a common
nightmare.
Dream. That's a common dream for a lot of people. So
I don't have any of these. What I do is I go to sleep and I think of something I want to do. I want to solve, usually a fun challenge, like how am I going to rebuild the studio computer? And I literally I fall asleep thinking about it and I wake up and I usually have answers. And I just like last night I went to bed and I thought, okay, I'm going to rebuild this thing. I'm going to do the screen layout like this and then I'm sleeping. And I woke up this morning and after breakfast, I went in and did it. So that's what I do. I'm very productive.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't waste my time on crashes and shit. I'm building stuff.
My dreams. You're special.
I'm very special. Yes, I'm a very special individual. Shall we call it a day?
Yeah, let's call it a night.
Thank you so much, baby.
Hey, thanks for meeting me here tonight.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
That's it for Curry and the Keeper for this beginning of August. Remember us at curryandthekeeper.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Bye-bye.
She can keep in mind everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.